O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Romans 3, verses 21 through 26.
Romans 3, verses 21 through 26. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Human beings, you and I, are obsessed with righteousness. We want to think right, act right, be right. In a culture like ours, there are many different interpretations about what that means, but the desire is there nonetheless. We want to measure up, to be seen as good, justified. But despite all of our efforts, the belief that we are good enough always seems to elude. But this passage delivers the amazingly good news that we don't have to earn righteousness on our own, because the righteousness of God has been made available to us as a free gift of grace. Its only requirement? Faith in Jesus. And what does that mean? It means that you can finally rest. So consider for a moment, where are you striving? What laws have you erected that you're using to justify yourself? Where are you tempted to doubt the sufficiency of God's grace, of your justification by faith? Well, in the next few moments, as we listen to Only a Holy God, I'd encourage you to take some time to pray that the Spirit would open your heart anew to the good news of the gospel, that he would help you to trust in Jesus and his work on your behalf.
Commands all the hosts of heaven. Who else can make every king bow down? Who else can whisper when darkness trembles? Only a holy God. What are the beauty demands such praises? What are the splendor outshines the sun? What are the majesty rules with justice? Only a holy God. Oh, come and behold him, the one and the only. Consumes like fire. What other power can raise the dead? What other name remains undefeated? Only a holy God. Oh, come, behold the one, the only.
Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. This is another day, O Lord. I know not what it will bring forth, but make me ready, Lord, for whatever it may be. If I'm to stand up, help me to stand bravely. If I'm to sit still, help me to sit quietly. If I'm to lie low, help me to do it patiently. And if I'm to do nothing, let me do it gallantly. Make these words more than words, and give me the Spirit of Jesus. Amen.